Welcome. Let's talk about it. It's Siam Hlongo doing it for Moji on a Tuesday. So it's Tech Tuesday. You know this. We've got Jekyll Ferries, who's the director at commercial law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. And the conversation is about hydrogen and the opportunities for the hydrogen economy. So let's speak now. Jack, thank you so much for waiting during the music. What kind of power can this technology really create that can solve, you know, the solutions and bring solutions and solve the problems that we currently face as a country?
So hydrogen itself, so you need energy to produce hydrogen. So that's probably from a South African perspective, that's the catch. We need electricity. So we're currently in a electricity crisis, and
tell
we need
me about
to invest
it.
In generation capacity and at least 6,000 megawatts just to ensure that we don't have load shedding anymore. And that will probably only end in the next 2 to 3 years if we're lucky. So hydrogen by itself needs power, so, and that means green power, renewable energy that is produced to produce the hydrogen that will be used for future industry. So the benefit of hydrogen is more a long-term game for South Africa and other African countries from a trade and economic perspective. So when we talk about economic perspective, we look at globally, Africa, which includes South Africa, emits about 3% of the global CO2 emissions or greenhouse gas emissions. So that's 3% of 97% produced by the global West and East collectively, and of the Americas. Now, the benefit going forward for Africa and South Africa would be to be a leading player in the production of green hydrogen, including Namibia and a number of other countries in Africa, but primarily South Africa and Namibia, because if you look at this, the shift in the economy of the West and Asia and the Americas to decarbonize again is, if we don't do that, we will be left behind from an economic development perspective. So hydrogen holds significant opportunities for our people in the sense of skills transfer. So you've heard of the debate around the just energy transition also, and there was a framework that the president has accepted last week, so they call the just energy transition, and hydrogen is part of that. So, and the importance of hydrogen is, again, there's a transition happening to a different economy, and South Africa and Africa cannot be left behind. If we don't invest in creating demand for hydrogen, so local demand through industries and creating downstream sectors in the form of the transport and automobile sector, where they produce cars that have hydrogen fuel cells and other downstream industries, we will be left behind. And we will still then just see economic development in the West and in Asia and in the Americas. So it's critical for South Africa and Africa in general to invest in the hydrogen economy, because that's where the world is going to go, or is going. We don't have a choice.
You've explained that Africa on its own constitutes 3% of the carbon dioxide emission, and 97% is the rest of the world, predominantly that being in America. And pardon me as I ask this question, what is it about South Africa and Namibia being the ones that are producing most of this green hydrogen to the rest of the world? How are we, as South Africa and Namibia, advantageous to be producing it as opposed to other countries being able to do it themselves?
So that's a very good question. So the importance, or what makes anything economical, is the cost of production of hydrogen. So currently, to produce hydrogen, to produce green hydrogen, which is again from renewable sources, is very expensive. So it's about, I think the estimate currently is about $4 per ton. Now, because of where we're located, and we have a lot of sun and wind, so in South Africa, if you look at the solar radiation rate, South Africa in particular, in the Northern Cape, and you look at Namibia also, so it's very ideal such conditions for the production of renewable energy, but also from a cost perspective. So you produce renewable energy, and you can also produce hydrogen using our clients. So there's abundance of water, getting the water from the Atlantic Ocean, having a desalination process, having the renewable resources producing hydrogen, and then vacating the hydrogen in the form of either ammonia or methanol through ports in the Northern Cape. So one of the big projects is the Buchu Bay project in the Northern Cape, which is earmarked to be one of the hydrogen export hubs with Lüderitz in Namibia.
Wow.
So that's the biggest reason. It's we have abundance of sun, and because we have abundance of sun, the radiation rate is very high. We can produce renewable energy very cost-effectively, and that means we can produce green hydrogen at a very cost-competitive process.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be speaking about ammonia, which will also be in a periodic table. I'm quickly going to look for that, and how ammonia ties into the conversation we're having about the hydrogen economy. 15 minutes before 10, you're on Metro FM. It's where you're at. My name is Siam Hlongo. I'm doing this show. I'm sitting in for Mo G. The conversation is about the hydrogen economy. Exciting, exciting times ahead of us. So, Jack, I'm going to need you to carry on with these wonderful chemistry definitions, lest we do these experiments ourselves and things explode, like how my electric box exploded last night. We're now speaking about ammonia. What is ammonia? Where is it sourced? And how does it tie into this conversation of hydrogen and the future it could have for this country and the continent?
So again, disclaimer, I'm a lawyer, so, ammonia, the discussion around ammonia is purely, I've been identified as part of the hydrogen economy as a form of transporting and storing hydrogen. As I mentioned in the beginning, it's very different. So hydrogen is a very combustible vector for energy, and it's also difficult to store. So what the scientists have identified is looking at ammonia. So ammonia is essentially also produced using hydrogen and nitrogen. And ammonia is mostly used in the agricultural industry for fertilizer. So the fertilizer industry, so for all the foods we have, green foods. So that's the primary purpose of ammonia, but it has also been identified saying how do we ensure essentially what we call exporting the sun. So if you're producing hydrogen in South Africa and Namibia, how do you get the hydrogen to Europe or Asia? The easiest form of transporting it that has been identified is using ammonia, but producing what they call green ammonia. So that is again just producing the hydrogen through the process I explained and then doing the other chemical process of having ammonia. Then it makes it easier for the product essentially to be stored.
Yeah.
Or in, say, Buchu Bay or Lüderitz to a destination where the hydrogen will be required and then you can utilize that energy. And ammonia has also been identified because it's a heavy fuel also. It can be used either in the aviation industry, it can be used in the shipping industries, which then replaces diesel as a form of fuel. So that's where ammonia will fit in, or that's the intention ultimately in the production of green hydrogen using ammonia to ultimately convey the product globally. But also then to use that as part of the, still to use it to decarbonize the agricultural sector because fertilizer is actually also very carbon intense because in order to produce fertilizer, you actually do need natural gas to produce the ammonia that we have and to eat the food that we have. So all of those things, everything is interlinked.
Yeah, everything just sort of falls into the other, right? Give us time frames. When do we start seeing this entire process that you've explained of hydrogen affecting the different elements of our daily living? When do we start seeing it in full swing and affecting us in a better way, you know, as now we electricity wise, the power challenges that we have, the fuel challenges that we have? How long do we have before we have this whole process in full swing?
Yeah, so from an investment perspective, it depends also on policy certainty. So for people to put money into new processes, they want to have policy certainty in terms of what are the laws that governs it and what is incentives for them in the long run in putting money into it. So that's the what the South African government has done is, okay, you've mentioned the Hydrogen Society roadmap. The roadmap then speaks to other specific policies and other roadmaps that needs to be developed to create incentives for foreign investors and in creating demand. So the first thing is you need to create an industry. That means someone must utilize green hydrogen in processes. So you have companies like Anglo American and Sasol. So Anglo, you would have seen 2 months ago, they've also started, they in one of their mines, they've actually, they're producing green hydrogen and they have a fully automated mining truck, which they've now are also running on hydrogen. So it's those type of initiatives which is happening. And there's also big investment by companies like Toyota in hydrogen fuel cells, in producing vehicle that will use hydrogen. So all of these is creating first the industry, and the biggest industry from a South African perspective would be our industrial users and the mines. And from there, it will then progress to the end consumers like us in potential vehicles. So you have both hydrogen fuel cell vehicles in the future and also electric vehicles. The electric vehicles are highly dependent on having sufficient generation of electricity. But the time period, essentially, we look and it's all pegged to climate change. So it's from... So 2030 is the first target that we should see some significant progress. And the global target is 2050, where we essentially need to be net zero. And that means all of us must either drive electric vehicles or hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. But to do that, there's significant investment that needs to be done, and there must be incentives for people to invest. So the estimate by the Hydrogen Council and the international energy agencies, we probably by 2050 we need about $700 billion that needs to be committed in order to for investment in hydrogen and green energy. So we can also see that through the South African government that received a commitment from the G7 in the form of that $8.5 billion where we need to invest in retiring our coal-fired power stations and also investing in green hydrogen and renewable energy projects. So it's all part of that. It has to happen. We don't have a choice, but it's all there's a benefit ultimately, I think, for South Africans in general to be part of a new industry and upskilling in that industry and economic development in the long run if things are done correctly.
And if this has been a higher grade lesson for most of us, I think essentially we'd all like to find out at the end, does this mean we'd be spending less than what we are on electricity and fuel?
I think in the long run, that should be the case, because if you look at hydrogen, anyone can produce hydrogen. You can also produce hydrogen in the backyard. So in the long run, that should be the case where we should actually be... Our energy bill should be significantly less than it is currently, unless there's more taxes put on it going forward. But technically speaking, it should cost us less going forward.
Jacob Ferries, thank you so much, man. You're the director at commercial law firm Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer. They should be proud of you because you've explained these science technicalities to us so very well, and we are grateful. Where else can we read up about these and the progress of this hydrogen economy and your details for someone who'd like to stay in touch, please?
So on our website, we have a dedicated page dealing with industrialization and hydrogen. So that's www.cliffdeckerhoffmeyer.com. And my email address, if someone wants to reach out, is jackwell.ferris@cdhlegal.com. Can also be found on our website. So if anyone is interested in further detail, they can reach out.
Jackwell, it's been such a pleasure having a conversation with you on this Tech Tuesday. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Tia. Have a good evening. Metro FM, it's where you're at.